This is discouraging. This might be worse. Gotta
get the gaming going. Gotta get the gaming going.
Hey, see, we started our own broadcast, and we call it the Player Podcast. Stop down on the haters. Player Podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast, and we call it the Player Podcast. Stop down on the haters.
Man, we back. We back. Yeah, we got E-Money. We got Low Money. It's time to get it in. Chop it up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So there's much to discuss, man. It's been a long week. But before we get into the couple of topics we got, let's talk about the word of the week.
Oh, I know what this word means.
You know that word?
I know this word. Yeah. Hey, this is probably like the first word that I know. Hey, all right, I'm gonna put it into a sentence. So, hey, first and foremost, let me introduce Lo, because I don't know if everybody knows Lo. He was on the podcast last week as a guest, you know, so he's back on here today. Lo is a friend of mine that I've known for a couple of years. I say since like 2016, 2017. He's been a good friend to me. He recently graduated with his bachelor's degree. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations, my brother.
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? But let me go ahead and take a swing at this. Every time I go to the Do Six block, a feeling of nostalgia overcomes me. There we go.
Yeah, man, nostalgia. So it's described as, it says, a sentimental longing or wistful affection for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations. Yeah. So yeah, you hit it right on the head, man. Nostalgia. That's right. I've been having nostalgia for the last couple months, man. I've been having to go to Park Hill a lot. I was out there yesterday.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, man, I always take certain routes and shit, make sure I hit certain corners. You know what I'm saying?
What route you take, man? Share with us what route you take.
I go past all the bus stops I used to have to sit at.
So you was on 28th Street. You was on 28th Street.
Yeah, man.
MLK.
MLK, for sure. Shit, even, what's that 38 route? I've taken that route a few times. Shit, 23rd, for sure.
23rd for the 20.
Man, shit, really, the whole Park Hill, bro? Any
65. Bus, hey, yo, we used to get on 65 to go to school.
Thank God, 65, bro. The 65 used to not come sometimes. We used to have to walk the hell home. It used to be sad, like, bro, this shit ain't coming, man. Let's just start walking, nigga. We got Colfax and Monaco.
Colfax and Monaco, man. Crazy.
There you go. Yeah, nostalgia, bro. I feel like that was a good one. This is a more common word, though. I hear it a lot more than the other words we've done on here and shit. So, yeah, man. That's what's up. All right, so look, after hollering at the brother Low last week, you feel me? I was like, yeah, man, this is a voice that needs to be heard. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of good things to say, man. Your perspective, I feel like it's that that rare perspective that we got. You feel me? Like, I ain't going to really say the Kevin Samuels perspective, but, you know, Kevin Samuels, he had a view to where it was like.
Why are you laughing at me, man?
Yo, I don't mean to interject, Jot, but yo, this nigga Logan loves to debate people, and I've seen him debate on men's rights and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, you hitting that shit on the head, bro. You gotta kind of, it's not Kevin Samuels-ish, but it's like, really, really close.
Yeah, he's got that seriousness. You know what I'm saying? That a lot of men lack today, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't fuck with a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's like, you're not mentally, bro, you got to be in a certain place to even have these conversations. You know what I'm saying? So for you to be able to come with something that's constructive and unique and things like that, man, yeah, we got to have you back on, brother. You know? But yeah, so look, I should have fucking did this shit before. Hold on, let me share the screen real quick. One of these.
That drink got no mix in it. That's straight up, bro.
You drinking that straight up, dog? You gonna do this?
And you know, just a little something.
Hold on, hold on. Let's go back up to the no, hold on. Let's go back. What's the headline? They just went straight to the face. A lot of women faces no jail time for statutory rape pregnancy by 13-year-old boy.
Oh my
god! And it
says
the victim's family is petitioning for full custody of 31-year-old Andrea Serrano's child. She's 31 and got pregnant by a 13-year-old.
Crazy. Okay, they need to get that baby away from that freak. You hear me? This is a trick.
We ain't talking about freak nasty.
Yeah, you over here having sex with the kids, man. You done got pregnant by a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, man,
my son is 12, bro. He's not ready for no baby.
You feel me? My son 15 and he ain't ready, boy.
Yeah. When I watched the video, and the mother was on there, and she was like, "Oh, this is terrible. You know, she's ruined my son's life, and things like that. Like, if this was the opposite way around, like if this was a man who did this to a young lady, he would be, you know, they'd lock him up and throw away the key."
Oh yeah.
So I think that there needs to be, and you know what? Like, I'm gonna be completely honest. Like, whatever the state law is, first of all, shout out to whoever her lawyer is.
Yeah,
that man is. I mean, whoever her lawyer is, man, I hope she paid him very well because she's not gonna need jail time,
bruh. And they arrested her. I read it in the article, they said they arrested her with charges, and now she's walking around chilling with a little boy's baby.
Yeah, like, man,
it looks like it's saying that she agreed to a plea deal.
Who she plead? What she plead to herself? like usually, when you got a plea deal. I guess you usually gotta, you know, give everybody else up that was involved. It's only her and the victim.
Right. But see this here though, they dropped the charges to a lesser offense that doesn't require jail time. Why? Why did you do that?
So yeah. A lot of times they go off of what's in the best interest of the child, right? So once the child is born, and I don't know whether or not this is true or not, but I'm just knowing based off like my base knowledge of how some of these things work. Whatever's the best interest of the child. So it's not in the best interest of the child for the child's mother to be in prison. That being said,
that's true.
That doesn't say much for, you know, women who go to prison pregnant. I'm pretty sure there are cases like that happen where women end up in prison with babies and they don't know and they have to get care while they're in there. Or something happens where a woman in prison, something happens and she ends up getting pregnant in prison. That actually happens. So I don't recall any stories of those women being released.
Man, you know, that's crazy to me, bro. Like, that's a clear cut case of statutory rape. You know what I mean? Like, she should be punished for that. She needs to pay for that, man. That's not cool. My kid, you supposed to be teaching the kid and you, nigga.
Well, I don't know if she was his teacher. It just says
she was a teacher.
I don't know. I didn't see them say anything about her being his teacher.
Hold on, you know what? I might have another story next to her.
Yeah. I don't think she's a teacher. Look, I feel like my son has been robbed of his childhood. Now he's got to be a father.
Yeah, dude, that's
bro. There would be so many, and this is why I say like the men's. I think my men's advocacy is a real thing, because if this was the other way around, right, to her point, they would lock that dude up and throw away the key.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's just it's there should be someone advocating for that 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
He's going to have to make decisions now. And this is in a general sense, right? Because I don't know, like, every state has their laws and it's case by case and there's little things that they don't put into the news, and I get that. But from a general standpoint, right, the headline says a 30, these little boys are not safe from 31-year-old women, right? Like that's what I know it sounds crazy to say, but like when I see it, that's what I think. Like I just had a son. I think about that. Like, you know what I mean? So
Hey, so every now and then, Lo, we do a segment called Story Time. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm going to just go back a little bit pertaining to this, man. I'll be honest with you, man. Me and James, 15 years old, 16 years old, you know, on the bus, probably in a part of town we shouldn't be in, you know. But, like, at that age, bro, I think we would have hollered at an older woman. You know what I'm saying? Would you agree, bro?
Oh, we definitely did. Shit, I hollered at an older woman. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. And you know what? That's real. Like, you know, every little boy's dream, right? To be with an older woman. That's not the portion that I'm mad at. But that kid can't be held responsible for making kid decisions, right? Mm. Like, the adult in that situation should have been the adult in that situation. We all know girls that try to get into clubs at like 16, 17 years old, and they try to get fake IDs. The goal of a child at that age is to be growner than they actually are. And it's the job of the adults to tell them, like, hey, man, you're not ready for this life yet. Just enjoy being a kid. And every once in a while, that kid's childhood is snatched from them. And we see it happening in real time. And it's like, it's sad to me that – actually, no, you know what? It's not even sad because it proves to me that nobody cares about the plight of young men. If that little boy was a little girl, it would be the first thing on CNN. That little boy has been robbed of his childhood. So I felt like that was, like, stuff like that is worth highlighting.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, man. And see, it's the adult's responsibility to set those boundaries, man. Like, there's plenty females that I could say that was a lot younger than me trying to give me that thing. You know what I'm saying? And it was up to me to be like, girl, chill out. He was not ready, man. Calm down. You know what I mean? Like, it happens a lot, bro, more often than you would think. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, it's the same thing on both sides. The boys is going, like you said, they're going to push that limit. They're going to try to, you know, see how far they can get with it. You know what I mean? And it's her responsibility to be like, no, you ain't ready for it. Nothing that comes with it.
Now to play devil's advocate and to my own argument, I think that there is a portion of personal responsibility that does need to take place in the situation. Right? So I'm not going to act like, I'm the shortest. I'm 6 foot three and a half. Like, right, on a good day.
Tall.
My brothers are all, my younger brothers are both taller than me. We were all floating around 6 foot. Mid high school, my middle brother was 6 foot coming out of middle school.
Damn.
Right. So you pair that with the young boy rebellion, right? I have no doubt in my mind. Like I said, I don't know the case, I don't know the family personally, but I have no doubt in my mind. Like, that young boy, may or may not have been okay with whatever took place, right? You know, you go out there. Every little boy's mama told them, hey, don't go out there trying to be grown.
Yeah.
And what did we do? Like we just all attested to. We went out there and tried to be grown. And hopefully there was an adult in the situation that told us, hey, listen, y'all go back. Unfortunately, that adult took liberties and couldn't control her own impulses. And that's what makes the story messed up. But like I said, the personal responsibility, you know, hey, man, don't be going out here doing things you're not supposed to be doing. And that could have been the case. You know what I mean? Not to victim blame or anything like that. But
it's still, we know. And she, you know, she don't look like she's too ugly. She, you know what I'm saying? So she probably been wanting to get at that. You know what I'm saying? He probably been trying, been pushing the line, and she just gave in one day.
But what I guess as a 31-year-old, what can a 13-year-old offer you? You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of like...
That's a good question.
You know, like, it's just so you highlighted a comment. We got the ladies tapping in. Jock, go ahead and read that comment for me, man.
Brianna, what's going on, Brianna? She said, this story is so disgusting. She was probably a victim of sexual assault, and this is the result of not getting the help she needed, becoming a predator. Literally, a child having a child. God damn.
Sad face. With a sad face.
I think a lot of men have come out, like, I think Michael Jai White has come out and said like he had a kid really, really, really young with an older woman. And then I think Charlamagne, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, I can go fact check me, but I think Charlamagne came out and saying he was like really, really young when he had his first intimate experience, and it was with an older woman. So this is not uncommon.
It's just
what I mean by, like, you know, we don't have that same type of advocacy. No one sees a man as a victim.
Yeah.
When it comes to when a woman is at play.
Great point.
You feel what I'm saying? I think that that's something that should be highlighted.
Yeah, they try to paint us like we're mindless animals. You know what I mean? Like we are like dogs or something. You know what I'm saying? We can't resist having sex and shit. You know, that shit is, I don't know. I think that's a narrative that they push a lot. You know, and that's why her ass ain't going to jail. Like, no, because she would have to be made to be the victim somehow or some shit. You know what I mean? Or I don't know how the court session went or whatever, but it's just like, how the fuck
did she get out of jail? That's the story happened in Colorado.
Yeah, it did say
that. Wild that it popped up on my feed. I was like, whoa.
It was somewhere down south, like El Paso, I think.
No. So it's Fountain. So Fountain is just a little bit south of Colorado Springs. But they're still in the same county as Colorado Springs. So I assume that, you know, Colorado or El Paso County, you know, made that judgment on offering her a plea deal. Okay. So,
okay, El Paso County. Yeah, that's just sickening, man. She got a baby by this young dude, man. That's just crazy to me, bro.
It makes those equality conversations very interesting. When women say they want equality, until we can guarantee them equality and responsibility, we can't take the conversation. Like it really makes the conversations like not even being taken seriously. Like we know for a fact, if that was a man, he'd get the, like, you see what I'm saying? Look what happened to even the whispers of something like that happening to a man can destroy his reputation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Can break up his family, can risk his freedom. Even the whispers of something like that. And those same things don't happen. Like I've been guilty of, like, I can't understand the logistics of a female forcing herself on a guy. I can't understand the logistics of that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, really, like, so, like, I can understand where that initial mind frame comes from, but still, from a position of power, who, if you're subservient to someone and they proposition you from a position of power, you can't give consent. I think that's the legal.
Yeah,
the legal situation there. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, 13 is under. Is the consent? Is it 15 or 16? Something like that. It's one of them ages.
I think each state is different.
Yeah, but it's like, damn, bro. Like that dude. I played this dude a couple weeks ago, man. He goes around Colorado catching predators and shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's called Colorado Pet Patrol. That shit funny as hell, bro. Because he be roughing them up. You know what I'm saying? Not physically, but, you know.
Just catching fades with dude running around catching fades with potential predators?
Nah, but he acts like you know what I mean? He be on him, though. He be on him tough. Like, you coming here to fuck a 13-year-old? That's what your plan was for today? Huh? You got a condom in your pocket? Oh, and he got a condom in his pocket. What are you going to do with the condom? He be going hard, bro. Like, I have to find a clip to play, like, on a future show. Just some funny shit. But yeah, he says it.
But yo, but they like interact with him. Like after they're caught, they still like answer his questions. Like it's weird. Like they feel obligated to answer his questions and shit. Like yo, get the fuck out of there, bro.
And he says it too. He's like, you don't have to talk to me. But if you talk to me, I won't call the police. But he already called the police. He calls him every time.
I don't understand. Like, does he? Do they see the cameras there? Like
they all be complaining. Like, don't record me. I did not. You do not have my permission to record.
Like,
it's for public. You know what I'm saying? I can record anything that's in public.
That is like,
oh, shit. Yeah. So, and it's a lot, bro. Like the last couple episodes I don't watch, you'd be like, you are 200 and some catch. And I'm like, bro, this shit is crazy. And them dudes, man. And look, I ain't even going to lie, man. Some of them dudes be getting off. I don't know how, but there was a couple where they did not get arrested and shit like that. So I'm like, it just seems like they don't really take this shit that serious, man. You know?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but you know, well, here's the thing, though. Like, let's just say they do get off of there. Like, their reputation is done, man. Like, once you get on the defenders list, man, that's it. And I think that's one of the things that happened with the young lady or the woman.
Yeah.
In the case you're talking about, I think she's on the offenders list.
She should be. She needs to be watched around children, bro.
Could you imagine having to tell that story? Like, they don't have to tell that story to that kid, man. Like, oh, or you're gonna have to go to school and like one of the kids is like, you know how kids drone on kids and stuff like.
Oh my god, that's see, man. I didn't even think about all that.
Like, you wild.
Oh my god.
My question was like, where's this kid's dad at? Because like, mom is speaking out. Like, where's this kid's pops at?
That's a good question.
Or his old heads or his uncles and like they speaking out. Like, were they egging him on when he was telling them?
It could be. She's right. That's why I said I wonder how she knows them. Like, she might have lived on their block, you know, or somebody that they interacted with often, or you know, babysitter, bro. Come babysat. Watch. I said, watch my son, not fuck my son.
God damn. Funny. Oh my god, it's not funny. I'm a terrible person.
It's not funny. It's not funny, man. But damn, bro, like, I just can't fathom. You know what I'm saying? 13, girl? Shit. Well, I guess we know what's gonna happen with that. She done got off light, man. That's just sad. But we got another little video. Hold on, let me, because it's actually acting weird. Hold on. Oh, they're trying to make me watch this. I'm gonna let this ad run real quick. But the Michael Irvin shit, man. That other thing that you sent through.
Another thing, man.
You can't even talk to the ladies, man.
Yeah, well, can't even talk to the ladies. Let's just play the video first before everybody right. gives their hot take. Let's just play the video first, because I told Jop before we started, I was like, I watched a 20-minute Fox when he did like a press conference, you know, and he had his lawyer there, and then they played the tape. So I kind of have my thoughts too about it. Spoiler alert recap. How many years should she get if it was your son or nephew? That is a great question. Great question.
How many years should she get if it? I mean, you had a baby with my son, man. You know what I mean? My child's son, my kid, bro. Like, that is, you need
to. Do you want her to go away?
Yes. Here's the deal.
Because now your grandbaby is not going to have a mom. Your grandbaby's mom is going to be in jail.
This is how I feel. This is just my personal opinion.
Get her out of here.
Just me. It's just me. My personal opinions do not reflect the, opinions of the Players Podcast. I'm going to be associated. Make sure y'all are protected.
Hilarious.
I think this is really what I think. I think the baby should be aborted and that woman should be locked up.
Woo!
Woo. That's heavy, boy. Woo! He said, get rid of the baby.
I think the baby should be aborted.
Hey, spoiler alert, recap. I want you to type in what you feel like justice should be in this situation, because I'm curious to hear your take as well. What's your take, Jot? What you think, man?
God. She needs to go to jail, man. If it was a man and a 13-year-old girl and she was pregnant, bro, he would be in jail, man. No doubt about it. If not in jail, they definitely going to be trying their damnedest to get him in there, for sure. So, yeah.
What do you think you have a child?
The whole abortion thing, bro, I ain't going to... that's just heavy. I ain't going to lie. I feel like if the family's willing to take the baby, then cool. You know what I mean? Let the baby live and all that. Let the family take care of the baby and shit. But if the family wasn't expressing that they would take the child, they might have to get the abortion, bro, because it's like she got to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She needs to go to jail.
Let me ask you, because since you guys have both kind of came to the same conclusion, do you think that there is a law that could force a woman to have an abortion regardless of however the baby became about?
I don't think that there's a law, but there should be.
Does she want the baby? That's the question.
I don't know. I think she wants anything that's going to retain her freedom. That baby right now is gonna be the best chance of doing that.
I said equal justice case study, similar male case, and give the same day. That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying, man. You're doing shit you shouldn't be doing. You need to be punished.
But the argument can be made, right? So like this is what I mean. This is what I say. Like the equality argument kind of starts to get weird here, because if the who decides whether or not the baby gets to be born?
The mom, yes. I would assume the mom.
Yeah.
So if the mom decides, okay, well, I want to keep the baby, well, the laws have to go into now. It's not no longer about the dad or the mom. It's about the baby. Now, what's in the best interest of the child? Is it in the best interest of the child for that? So that mom's only crime now is birthing that baby. Conceiving that baby. So what is it in the best interest of the child to have that mom locked away and daddy's got to raise that baby? And now daddy has to explain, well, where's my mom? Well, your mom's locked up. Why?
Having you. Yeah, that's a good point, man. That is a good point. And the dad is 13.
Dad is 13 years old. So now he has to conceptualize these abstract concepts to be able to explain them to his son.
Yeah. Real talk. He said, yes, she wants
the baby. He gave the baby a gender. Logan gave the baby a gender, man. Hey, what's up with this Michael Irvin video, man?
Y'all crazy, man. Let me see. Hold on. Let me remove this one.
Yes, it's a crime of rape. Oh, rape. It's a crime of rape. Yeah. I think that's what you meant to type. Spoiler
alert. Statutorily, yes. That's what they... Where are y'all seeing these comments? Am I not seeing the comments? Am I?
Yeah, so you might be in the private chat. Oh, you got to click comments.
Okay, yeah, I'm here. Okay, I see them.
Oh, that's because you're on Facebook. The comments is coming from YouTube this time. You know, we be streaming on multiple channels and shit.
Hey, we streaming on the Players Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Streaming everywhere.
I know. I got to up this plan so I can put even more. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we'll see what happens. All right, can y'all see this?
I can see it.
Can
you make it bigger?
In this video, I think it's his lawyer talking and shit, and he's kind of dissecting what's going on. So it's kind of drawn out though, but I'm gonna try to let me get to the spot where she, because that's really the point of this shit.
Yeah,
it's like right here where they talking, bro. And she, it's like
back up a little bit.
Yeah, let's go.
Just a little bit more. There we go. Right there. They got an arrow right, buddy.
So look, so he's talking about how she's waiting for him. That's what he's saying right here.
Yeah. Do you think she was waiting for him after you watched it?
It's hard to say without knowing if she knew who he was. You know what I'm saying? Because if she knew that's Michael Irving, then yeah, you know what I mean.
First of all, does the young lady work at the hotel? She works at the hotel, right?
So
Michael Irving is a high profile guest, and if when you work in hospitality, right, like she could have said, "Oh man, that's a high profile guy. This is an opportunity for me to get, you know, let my boss show a little bit of hospitality. Hey, Mr. Irving, how's your day going? How's everything rocking? You know, you comfortable with your towels in your room? You know." Yeah. So that could have been just that, just to play devil's advocate. Like, it could have been that.
Mm-hmm.
However, right, hold on. So there's something else that I think if you watch the video and you heard the attorney dissect it, she's walking out right here. But if you look kind of by the bar, a supervisor is going to pop out right here. He's on the left side of the screen. He's walking over. He's going to clap his hand. He clapped his hand. Did you see that?
Yeah. That was weird.
And they were saying now he has his hands on his waist. So his body language is probably saying like, hey, you know, you don't need to talk to our celebrities, right? Like if they approach you, then that's fine. But it's interesting the dynamic between that manager who's standing right there watching the whole conversation and her having a conversation with Michael Irving.
Yeah. Yeah. And she doesn't necessarily seem uncomfortable. That's what I'm like, who's making the claim? Is it her? She, oh my god, like lady, you could have ended this a few times. Right now, I mean, now I will say we don't know what they're saying. He might have said something slick to her. You know what I'm saying?
But if this is all they're going off of, right? So here's where the men's advocacy thing gets a little crazy. She said this happened. She was able to get the court, the lawyer, the lawsuit, all of that stuff together, the media, all of that. He was taken off for the Super Bowl. All of those things went down. just from an accusation. That was all she had. That man's reputation is now tarnished because they're going to treat him like he's good. So here's the thing. America says it's innocent until proven guilty. Cool. The media is otherwise. You are guilty until we can figure something else out. Because nobody wants to be associated with whatever they
look at that hand touch. Hold on. Did you see that? Not to cut you off, Logan, but let's go. You see that hand touch? Now she put her hands behind her back. Maybe she is uncomfortable. When he went to grab her hand, now her hands are behind her back.
They definitely are. Maybe.
But she shook his hand.
See, that's interesting, man. We'd have to know what was being said, man. For real.
Let's say he propositioned her. Let's say he said, "Hey man, you want to come back up to the room, you know what I'm saying? Get a little, you know what I'm saying? Get something popping, you know?" And she goes, "No, I would not. I don't think that would be okay. You know that I don't feel comfortable doing that." Right. Is him asking that, is that sexual harassment?
Well, no, I think after sexual harassment is if she tells him like, "Hey, you're making me feel uncomfortable. Like, don't communicate that way with me." And if you continue, now it is sexual harassment.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, it looks like whatever answer she gave me, it looked like he accepted it.
Yeah. Because you saw, what I saw was this. I saw him do this. Like, those thumbs back, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know? And then she was like, no, put her hands behind her back. They shook hands and he walked away.
Yeah. Now I do want to say this. I want to say this, y'all. There's also a conspiracy that this might have been a setup because that manager walks out just moments before that employee walks around. And I don't know if you saw, they both left together and walked out together. And some are saying like that could be, like a setup, man. It could be a setup, bro. To be honest with you, and it's just unfortunate.
That's it true. All the rich, you rich and famous, you a target. Yeah.
I think that the details. Okay, so details are important, but not really for my overall message, right? Like, she was able to build a case based off of simply what she said.
Right.
Looking at that footage, looking at the footage, there's no case here. So now it's her word against his. Now look at what happened, right? So let's just say if this young lady was a problematic person in her job, in her job space, and she was a terror, let's just for argument's sake, go with me here. Problematic personal job space. She's a terror. She's terrible to work with. And she says this about Michael Irvin, right? Does she lose her job? Does her reputation? I'm just saying, does she lose her? When she makes the accusation, do they stop and cease all stuff with her? That man lost his job. He was supposed to do the Super Bowl. And they told him no. They didn't want to be associated with what he had going on. Damn. They told him no. So just because he was involved in a situation where somebody thought that what he did was sexual harassment or sexual misconduct or misconduct at all, that he lost his job.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's horrible, bro. Especially if it's a false accusation. Yeah. She needs to. Yeah, she should pay for that too. Seriously. I mean, like you said, man, if he didn't take it past the initial no, I don't see why. I don't see why she was making making the claim. It doesn't make sense. Like, every dude is gonna try. If he likes you, you know what I mean, he's gonna try it out. We gotta at least get that one. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta take that shot.
Take the shot, man.
If he don't know you, it'd be different if he knew you was married or knew you, you know, liked women or whatever the case might have been. You know what I'm saying? He didn't know.
I don't think he would. I don't think it would be different. There has to be an offer. You put the offer out there. Now, if he'd have kept going and we saw him grab her and try to drag the lady to his room, like, yeah, maybe there's a case there.
Right.
It seems like, hey, man, you want to? Nah, I'm good. I'm straight. Okay. Bye.
The end. So this, like, that's that, what's that shit, that catcalling shit they was trying to make a law about that? Like, you can't even Mac.
Like, damn. Yo, hey, so like in the military, they would give us classes on this kind of stuff, and I think, you know, that's kind of like where my understanding of like what harassment and sexual assault is. But we would take these classes; they're called SHARP classes: sexual harassment and response prevention. So pretty much, they would say, like, when, if let's say I was going on a date with a girl, every step of the way I would have to ask her for consent, pretty much, is what the military was telling us. It was like, you know, and then they said, like, once somebody had a drink, they can't legally consent. You know, like, I mean, just like, okay, so we can't go out and have a drink, because if we have sex and then she wakes up the next day and then she regrets the decision that she had, well, I had a drink, so I couldn't legally consent. You took advantage of me. He's automatically wrong. He's automatically wrong.
But hold on, bitch, so, we both had drinks. I couldn't give consent either.
But they wanted, they wanted, they told us, this is what they taught us. They said, if you were going in for a kiss, if you're on a date, ask, like, you have to ask, like, hey, can I kiss you? Then you kiss. Or, hey, can I hold your hand? Or, hey, you want to come back to my room? Hey.
It's so bad that when we cut you off, bro, but it's so bad that when, like, when you're, if I'm a senior soldier fixing another soldier's uniform, I have to go, hey, soldier, I'm going to touch you. Is it okay if I touch you to fix your uniform?
Oh, damn.
Because you don't. Or if I'm counseling a female soldier, I need another soldier in the room with me.
Female, another female.
Another female.
This has to do with the military, or is this?
That's the military. But I would advise anybody in a position of power of any sort to be. To be that cautious, it's that serious out here.
You gotta ask for permission. That's crazy, bro. So how did they deal with that in the army, as far as well, in the military, as far as like people getting in relationships and shit? Because it's a lot of females in the army too.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Being that I am active duty.
Yeah, you can't speak. Don't say anything. I'll talk. Hey, the military will handle this the same exact way the NFL did. You know what I'm saying? With Michael Irvin. Like, as soon as, well, the difference is, like, in the military, you got to go to work with the person, probably, right? So they got to remove both of them. They got to separate them. But, like, there's times where, like, this has been abused, and, like, a woman would say, you know, she's being sexually harassed or she was sexually assaulted because she didn't like her duty station and she wanted to go to another duty station, because the military would relocate you to another duty station. Not everybody is telling a lie, so I'm not portraying that, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, man, but you're pretty much guilty until proven innocent. So once you're under an investigation, you can't even get promoted. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say I was promotable and I'm just waiting for my number to drop. Once I go under investigation, like, they take my promotable status away. I can't even be promoted, bro. I've seen that happen to people. I've seen that happen where he was like, yo, I was supposed to get promoted this month, but I got this investigation going, so I'm not going to get promoted. Thankfully, he beat the case, and then he was able to get promoted after that. But, man, it's really tough, man. It's tough.
That's sticky, man. Y'all can be going good, you know what I mean? And you make her mad one time, man, and now she done got your promotable status revoked. God.
Enthusiastic consent is what they call it now. You need enthusiastic consent. That is the term.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, I've got my legs in the air. Dive in.
What is she supposed to do? That's crazy.
Yo, how is that shit romantic? Tell me how that's romantic. Every 5 minutes,
My man said you can't even Mac. That was funny. That's the best.
You can't even Mac, bro. Like, just imagine you get in trouble. The police pull up on you because you're talking to a young lady. Like, hey, did you consent to this? To this Mac-ing?
So wait. So watch this, right? So there's this thing that's happening now, based on stuff like this happening, right? So I don't know if you guys have seen the trend where women have been like in the gym and like kind of going viral from videotaping men. Like, what's happened is
that's so annoying.
Men are afraid of losing their reputations for talking to women in any situation, right? So there was another situation, I think, that happened where a young lady, she was lifted too much and it like fell on her and she was like stuck and couldn't get no help. And every man in that motherfucker walked right past her. because help, because watch this, because helping that young lady and possibly going viral for some BS, for a BS setup is not worth my reputation, my stance in society that I've had to build from the ground up, my family potentially. It's not worth it.
Exactly. So,
Every last one said choke me. Like,
you
have to just sit
there. That's funny, bro. Like, I've seen that happen in the gym. In the gym I go to, a lady did that to a dude. He was telling me about it. Like, man, her over there, bro, she'd be purposely recording people trying to catch you looking at her and all this shit. Like,
viral. It's a bag out here to be made by ruining reputations.
Ladies, what is going on, bro? Like, now, why do y'all dress the way you do if you don't want nobody looking at you? You know what I'm saying? There's certain precautions you should take to let people know that you're not here for that. There's some girls who, you know, they don't dress in the tight shit. You know what I'm saying? They dress closer to like a dude in the gym would dress. You know, maybe some sweats, you know what I'm saying? Some shit that's not close fitting, got your goddamn print showing. You know what I mean? Got every curve accentuated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're kind of asking for that.
You're skating on dangerous territory, my boy.
Yeah. If they don't run up on you, you're at least gonna get looked at by somebody.
So the argument to that is well, they should be able to wear whatever they want. You should control how you act out here.
Yep.
You tell the boys,
yes, sir.
You act. Yes, sir. That's real shit. Hey, that's real shit. But women gotta be understanding. Oh, go ahead.
What's the worst street in like Colorado? Like, what's a place? If I got a Rolls Royce, Koufax. If I got a Rolls Royce and I leave my Rolls Royce out in Koufax, like, and just leave it there,
yeah,
and it gets all dinged up and banged up, and I know that that's a rough place. Is that my fault, or is that the people that did it's fault?
Definitely your fault. You're doing with the Rolls Royce on Koufax and goddamn Yosemite. Yeah.
We changed the rules.
Hey, can I tell a story? Can I break into story time again?
Go ahead.
Hey, so this was back in 2014. I was leaving the barbershop. The barbershop was on Iliff and Chambers. And my homie Justin was cutting my hair at the time. So as I'm leaving, Justin, he'll walk out with me because he was more than my barber. He was like a friend. We'll kick it at each other's house and watch boxing matches and stuff like that. As we're leaving, there's a Bentley GT coupe sitting outside in the parking lot. This is my first time ever seeing a Bentley in person in my life, right? So I walk up to the car and shit. I'm looking at the car. I'm just kind of like mesmerized. I'm like taking it in, right? And then next to the barbershop was like a clothing store. I'd never been in there, but this dude walks out and he's like, yo, what's up, y'all? I look at this nigga. I was like, nigga, what the fuck you doing riding a Bentley in my hood? You know what I'm saying? That's how ignorant I was, bro. About like 10 years ago, I was ignorant. So I'm like, what is you doing riding a Bentley through my hood?
Yeah,
and like he was cool, he was dapping niggas. I didn't dap that nigga, you know what I'm saying? But when he left, I was like, man, where have I seen this nigga from? He was a Denver Nuggets basketball player, he was pretty good too. And I was like, damn, I can't believe I came at him like that. But anyway, just that unnecessary attention, I guess, like it drew me in, you know. And I just wanted to share y'all that story.
Yeah, it was a girl with her titties out in the parking lot. You went and took a look, you know what I'm saying?
What are you doing here? What is your business? State your business.
What is you doing, bro? Riding this car through my city, bro.
That's funny, man. Yeah, it's, I don't know, bro. I think it's subjective and shit, but I really feel like women should be conscious of that, man. You know what you're doing. Come on, man. I'm saying, you know what you're doing. And if you're an attractive woman and a man sees you for the first time, you gotta expect, you kind of gotta almost expect that, man. Like, yeah, what the fuck else is he supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? I told my wife, it's almost like finding $100 on the ground. You know what I'm saying? If you see a woman, that's fine enough. You know what I mean?
But like, let me play devil's advocate, though. Some brothers aren't smooth. Some brothers ain't play about the situation. You know what I'm saying? And, like, some brothers come off just, like, super desperate, extremely aggressive. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that could probably make Queen B just left a comment, but that would probably make a woman uncomfortable. Like, I understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to kind of have that balance, bro. And we talked about this too, Ja. Like, and I hate to say this, but it's true. You know, like, the African brothers be mad aggressive when it comes to women. They be on that tribal shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're my queen. You're my woman. You know, like, and that's not American culture. You feel me?
Right. Right. Real talk. My wife, she used to work with this African dude. He tried to take her from me and shit. I was like, I'm gonna have to come on up there.
You come with me. You're my queen. You come with me.
You will have your sister, and I will have you.
You're like, nah, give me your sister. We're gonna
hey, yo, that nigga Dewan tried to take your girl too, nigga.
He really said that shit. Dewan. Dewan.
Dewan tried to take Josh's girl. Dewan.
Bro. That's funny, bro. Yeah, Dewan's ass. He, you know, you gotta kind of expect that. He not know what he do, man. Most of the time.
Why do we give Dewan a pass, bro? We always give Dewan a pass, bro.
Wait, what?
Who is That's why you keep doing shit. She said most women don't dress for y'all but themselves. But I'm not going to say some women do want that attention. Yeah, man, I believe, you know, women like, I look good in this. I look good in this. Cool. But you need to also be conscious of what comes with how you looking. You an attractive thing out here. People is going to try to get at you. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, is the woman going to be up on you? Shit, a woman came up to my wife in the damn Sam's Club like, yo, your booty looking too nice. I'm like, what the fuck? Is she macking?
You know, and you know what? And but like, so women are going to say, I get dressed like this for myself. I do my makeup for myself. But when I go on, like, if I go on Snapchat, the first 10 Snapchats that I go through are of women who are posting ass pics from the gym. They're in the gym and they're posting their ass pic or, you know, whatever, like, attention grabbing, attention seeking post that they can do. And with that, I've had this conversation with my wife. I've asked her, I said, you know, so, you know, for me, I think one of my achievements is my intelligence. You know what I'm saying? So I try and show that through my, that's what I show through my social media, you know, inspiring posts, you know what I'm saying? Uplifting posts, trying to show people another way of making money, not just one way, which is go to work every day, you know, but when I look at a lot of these women's, and I say it's about 75%, bro, 75% of these women post just their body. It's just my body, my body, my body, my body, you know, feet, toes, nails, and I'm just like, so you're letting me know that you feel like your biggest asset is your body.
Exactly.
So how are you, how are you just doing it for yourself?
In a woman's world, attention is the coin of the realm, man. Okay, so she says women dress like that for themselves. They want to dress like that for themselves. Okay, they want to dress like themselves because they want to feel good for themselves. Well, who determines whether or not they feel good? Who lets them know what looks good and what doesn't? How do they get that? Where does that initial notion come from?
Good point.
Why? And if they want to look good for themselves, why are they posting pictures on social media? Why would they post those pictures?
Because you want to see a picture of your ass. You can. You don't have to. It don't have to leave your phone. You can just sit there and scroll through pictures of yourself all day, since that's what you like. But you want everybody else to see it too. You want some validation. Oh yeah.
Yo, imagine as men. Hey, but imagine as men, like, I would take pictures of my thing, and then I'm scrolling through my phone looking at my thing all day. Would that be weird, though? Would that be weird, though? So hey, is man, that not weird? This is a double standard, bro. This
hey,
is
he's like, hey, I'm not sending these out to nobody. These for me.
This is for me. I want to admire my veins. You know what I'm saying? I want to admire my curve. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, so... That is weird, bro. So, like, the double standard is, and I just got to say this too, like, this is not a woman bashing podcast. Like, I love women. I'm not bashing women, but I think these thoughts, you know, so it's okay for a woman to take all these pictures of herself. But if I were to do it, then I'm, what's the word? When you're full of yourself.
Conceited.
Not arrogant, but like you're just really into yourself. And I mean, it wouldn't be a good look for me as a man. Self-centered, but there's an N-word. It's an N-word that I'm looking
narcissistic.
For. Narcissistic. My man, boy. My man. Yeah.
Bruh, that's crazy. That's funny. That's a good point to make, though, man. What if it did? Just, them is my dick pics for me. Like, I don't understand that shit. Jesus.
I want to admire. I'm doing it for myself. I want to thank you.
She said, but man,
so here we go with the double standard. This is the double standard right here, bro. Post that, put that up on the screen, man. That's the double standard right there. I'm talking about.
Do take pictures of themselves. We definitely do, but I mean, I don't know, man.
I think she meant to say don't. I think she meant to say don't. Can you clarify if you meant to say do or don't? Type it in the chat, please.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, you know,
no bodybuilder is working out and taking pictures for their health. Their health is a byproduct. They're doing it to look good. Yeah. No one wears a tank top in the gym because they want it because it's breathable. No, they wear it because they want to look good.
Yeah.
They want to look at my muscles. Look at these muscles that I built from the ground up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They take these and they're not doing it for themselves because I get to go and look in the mirror at me. No, I'm gonna send these pictures out to every chick on Instagram and cast out all this bait and see what I can catch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the point is for. Logically speaking. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
Yo, this thought just came to my mind. So thank you for replying in the chat. You said do. But hey Jai, you remember that time that you said your wife was watching looking at the game story and he was showing off like his print in his pants? You remember that?
Yeah, that nigga Gabe, that's another example right there. He put it out to the world, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, the game did that for him. Okay, he wanted to be.
Right. He's like, I'm gonna get a line of bitches real quick. Hold on.
No, he did it for him. He was feeling down about himself, right? So he did that so he could feel better about himself and his self-conscious.
That's funny. That's hilarious. That you might be right about that. He was feeling down. That's hilarious. Let me get some attention.
Yo, hey. My man James was mad though, bro. When he was talking about it, you got a little intense when you was talking about it. His wife was looking at the print. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking like, what the fuck is you showing me this nigga's dick for? Like, I don't give a fuck about this nigga's dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, she's like bringing it to me like it's news, bro. I'm like, that's news in the woman's world. You feel me? God damn. But you know, that nigga do what he do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, if that's how you do your thing with your style. You feel me? But nigga, like, bro, there's men that follow that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, you weren't thinking about nothing but yourself, brother. Jesus.
I think that we accept the double standards. I don't have a problem with the double standards that exist.
You don't?
No, I don't have a problem with them. My issue is the delusion that they don't serve a purpose. I think that that's the
problem. Please elaborate.
So I saw a video on YouTube where a guy went around and he asked a bunch of women at first. He said, hey, if it came down to your husband or you, who would you want to die for? Would you die for your husband? And almost all the women that he asked said, no, I wouldn't die for my husband. Let him die.
God,
and then he went and he asked the men the same question. Every last one of the men said, I would do it. I would die. That serves a purpose.
Yeah.
That woman carries. So, this is where we get into weird territory about, like, you know, so I apologize if this sounds like, you know, misogynist or whatever. So I'm sorry, but I would die for my wife 100 times over. That woman carries my kids.
Yeah.
It's my job as a man to be able to die for my wife, to protect and die for my wife. It's not a question. It's expected of me to be able to do so and be willing to do so and understand it. I make no delusions about that. Right? So, and a lot of other things comes with that. So that implies that I am stronger, right? I am more durable. I am exposable.
Expendable.
Expendable. I'm sorry. Excuse my messed up my word. I'm expendable. Right? That is my job as a male in my household. So when women start to jump in sometimes and start trying to take the place of some of the things that we do, I'm like, hey, no. This is not. If I were to say some things like, hey, just kind of stay in your lane or stay in your place. Oh, you want to keep me in a woman's place? Okay. Now I have to. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm over here. I got this over here. Can you take care of that over there? Like,
elaborate. What are some things that should be in a woman's lane and not your lane?
Ooh, I like that question. It's a tough question. What are some things? Here's the thing. This is what I will say. Because I know where this is gonna go. I'm there are things that are my problem, and there are things that are my wife's problem. This is just real. This is just a real thing, right? My wife blows a tire out. That's a my problem. That's a me problem. Yard, the dog, that's a me problem. When girls need their hair done, that's my wife's problem.
Yeah.
Like figuring out how the family, figuring out how my family will be nurtured is my wife's overall responsibility. Like daddy can order a pizza for a day or two, but after a while, it's going to be like, hey, what are we doing in here? I'm serious. Like figuring out how we're going to keep a roof over our head. You know what I'm saying? The main majority of all the, you know, financial responsibility, that's a me problem. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. Now, we have situations where, like I said, daddy might have to order a pizza every now and then. Daddy might have to cook. You know what I'm saying? Daddy might have to do those things every now and again, like to make sure the kids are good. Sometimes the wife just don't be feeling it. But my overall responsibility doesn't falter. I can't come to my wife and say, you know what? I don't feel like paying the bills this month. The clock on that is they for real. Like she might, and you know what's crazy? Because my wife is so cool. I got about three good months, maybe. And that's stretching it. Because she's like, all right, bro, that clock is ticking, bro. Because we can't, this is not sustainable. You're gonna have to figure it out.
All right, yeah. You feel me? Yeah, that's real shit, man.
Like, I don't think that's a problem to be able to say that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's an issue to have to be able to put that out there and say, hey, like, I'm willing to take care of you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like, man, the roles that we naturally fall into, bro, like, they suit us. You know what I mean? Like you said, the nurturing part, women just naturally have that. You know, if it came down to somebody trying to break in your house, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure you're going to spring into action. You know what I mean? Like, you can't expect her to, like, you know what I mean? What you expect her to do? You know,
so wait. So let's say your wife comes to, like, you come to us and you say, hey, man, somebody broke into my house last night, right? Or your wife is with her friend. She says, somebody broke into our house last night. And she go, oh, what did he do? Well, he didn't do nothing because he got the last one. So I had to grab the gun. How do you think that conversation is going to go?
Yo, that'd be wild.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, man, I feel like that's just important. That's an important conversation to have, man, because the lines get blurred, especially now with all these pronouns and shit. People think they can just be and do anything, man. It's not true. It's not true. You can't be a woman, bro. Like, even if you look like one and you smell like one and you walk like one, you can't do it, though. You know? You don't have that thing that they're born with. You just don't. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with the girls that be running around in J's and jeans and shit. Like, yeah, okay. But guess what? When it comes down to when it's like man time to do some man-ass shit, you're going to fail.
I seen this stud
trying to change a tire, bro. Trying to break the lug nut. And she's like hanging off the shit. Like she really could not get that lug nut off. I'm like, see, they out your range.
What was that movie where it's like, it was like one of those Wall Street, I don't know if the Wolf of Wall Street, I forget what it, one of them, it was like the market always corrects itself, right?
So we can
finagle it all day, but the market will always correct itself. This is what I mean. So like you put a, we're getting into some real weird stuff here and I don't want to mess with you guys' fancy podcast, but you put a biological male who gets turned into a woman into a UFC ring with a woman, right? I'm sorry, a trans woman in a ring with a biological woman.
Yeah.
She's gonna get dragged. The biological woman's gonna get dragged every single time. The market is correcting itself. You have women's sports coming out and protesting, saying, hey, our sport is being ruined because these men are coming over here and breaking all the records. Like, these are women's spaces. This is happening. The market is correcting itself.
Yeah. I think I saw something like that, man. Like the hey, bro, you gonna go over there and break records, bro? Like, I think it's effortlessly fucking.
Well, I think Dave Chappelle said something so like so player, bro. He was like, if LeBron James decided that he wanted to be a woman tomorrow and play in the WNBA and score every point. You see what I'm saying? Like, you see how that stuff doesn't make, how those portions of those things don't make sense? Like, they don't, it's not sustainable over time, is what I'm saying.
So, right. Real tough. It's not, bro. It's
I'm not saying you can't go and be who you want to be, man. Just go. Just
they need the their own. Yeah, if you're just gonna be a bunch of dudes that turned into girls, y'all need y'all's own league. You need your own teams. You need your own kind of coaches. All that shit. You need your own thing, man. Y'all are a new thing. You're not. You know what I'm saying? You don't naturally occur out here, so you need your own space.
Well, the crazy thing is like, okay, so you give them their own space, but now they're further excluded.
If the argument is,
hey, I want to be accepted as this, but then you categorize me and put me in my own space, then the fight is for naught. It was for nothing.
Yeah, so, I mean, they had to. I see what you're saying, but no, because it's already categorized. You feel me? Like, that's why it's men's sports and women's sports. So now we got tranny sports or whatever they want to label it as.
There's categories in sports themselves. Like, in fighting, there are weight classes.
See? Yeah.
Everybody's not, like, equality. To me, the equality is a joke. There's no such thing as equality because there's tiers in everything.
Yeah.
Everybody starts equal, right? In the beginning of the NBA and the beginning of the NFL, as soon as the season starts, everybody starts 0-0. Come playoff time, people start to separate themselves.
Right.
You feel right. What I'm saying? So, like, it just
– yeah, it doesn't make sense to me, like, why they want to be classified as actual women. It's very confusing to me because it's like, you're not a woman. You know you're not a woman. That's why you had to become one. You're trying to become one. Now you're trying to make us accept you as one when we can't do that because that's not what you are, man. You know what I mean? You don't have the capabilities. You don't have the features. You have nothing that is woman-like. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, bro. You need your own shit. That conversation is frustrating to me, bro.
I think from an individual standpoint, you can do what you want to do. But when you start pushing, like, agendas, and you start pushing legislation to back those things, that's where it starts to get scary.
Yeah.
Like, these, like, teachers forcing certain things in school, like, why should my 5 or 6-year-old have a sexual preference?
Right.
My 11-year-old or my 13-year-old, why should they have a sexual preference? Why should that be a thing? There's a difference between how basic anatomy and physiology works and then the sexual preference. Those things should be separate. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's where things start to get scary.
There was a little white boy. He had found a book at his school, and it was like outlining male sex, bro. Like, it was like telling, I was like, bro, the parents got pissed and took the school to court and shit. I had to follow up on it to see.
Shout out to that little kid's father, though. I saw that video.
Yeah, you saw that? Yeah.
I saw that video. Shout out to the little kid's father, man. So you stood up and was like, listen, my kid should not be exposed to this stuff. Like, not in school.
Right.
Like, He shouldn't be exposed. This is the type of stuff that we should be keeping out of school. He should be learning the basics of how to fight, the basic foundations of society, not this.
Right. Exactly. Like,
so it gets scary. But I said, from a personal standpoint, like, you do what you want to do. If you want to live your life however you want, but I can't force the way that I live on you. You shouldn't have to be able to do. You shouldn't be able to do that on me.
Thank you, bro. That's all I'm saying. Like, don't tell me what to think and how to perceive you if, you know, what you are is something I actually see. Yeah.
You want to go get the surgery? You got the money to pay for the surgery? Go do it. Go do the thing. You want me to refer to you individually for your respectable pronoun? I will do that out of respect for another human being. It's no different to me than if I say my name is what my name is, and then you continue to call me something else. That's blatant and utter disrespect is what that is.
Right.
But when you start passing, like, laws, right, to force those, like, pronouns, mm-hmm. like.
It's another level, man. It's another level.
And as a black person, I get kind of a little bit upset. It's not against the law to be racist. It's against company policy. So you're gonna push these laws before, you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. That's a good point, man. I don't know. What you think, Eric? What you think about that whole destroying the women's records and shit?
I'm gonna be honest with you on this topic, man. I'ma just keep my thoughts to myself, man. For real. That's a hot topic, man. And
it is.
I'll just say I believe everybody, because where I work at right now, there's actually quite a few transgender people, man. So I do believe that you can do whatever you want as long as it doesn't bother me, like affect me or my family. There's nothing else much I really have to say about that, man. For real.
Let me see if I can find a video real quick. Hold on. There's these dudes, man. This dude was crying. All right, I shouldn't be laughing at this shit. I'm probably not going to even be able to find it because of this shit. But this dude basically was like arguing with, it was like four transgender men and four, it was four women that turned to men, right? It was like four regular men, and they were like crying, bro. Like, it was just such an interesting.
Oh yeah, I want to see it. Let's play it.
I can't think of the name of it, man. I had to
Google it. Just what you said, like four transgender men crying or something like that. Like, Google it. You probably should be able to find it.
It's a wild Google search. It's gotta be four of them.
And everything that was happening, bro, they were like acting like women. It was crazy to me. I'm like, you don't even realize what's going on right now. You don't realize you're acting like a woman. This is why. And they're like, you're not accepting us just because we weren't born with a penis and all this shit. Like, look at you getting emotional. The dudes is like, no, it's just facts. You can't, like, bro, this shit was so, it was, I think I found it.
When you said when it's time to do some man shit, I love that. When it's time to do some man shit.
Yeah, you're not going to be ready. You're not even going to know what to do. Man. Trans versus conservative man. I think this is it. But it's kind of, this shit's long as hell, man. I don't want to.
I'm looking at these comments. And
here we go. The last one was, here we go. As soon as Logan was going to give his hot take, here we go.
Strap in.
Here we go. Man. These conversations must be had, man. They must be had, bro. All right, let me see.
Middle ground is a social brings humans with opposing beliefs together.
There was this.
We found Sprizzy through a Google search, pretty much. I was looking for a way to market our
experience as a born man.
Yeah, and let me add with the black man, because we have a total different.
This guy, right?
I'm a biological male. I'm an anatomically. See, anatomically, he's gonna have different version of it than right.
And I think it's really important that
right.
You understand
and,
we're
and,
all going to
and it's anatomic,
theory.
Okay? Yeah. Because biologically, I have shifted, okay? Trans meaning going from one to the next.
Biologically and all these things, I know that there's importance for you guys, but meeting me or seeing me, you would never know. So why is it important?
Well, no, because like, no, like, just saying, I'm just curious. If I was a woman and I wanted to date you, what are you going to tell me?
I would tell you that I'm trans.
No, I'm saying you can't tell me that you're a man.
I mean, I'm still a man.
No, but you got to tell me. Man. You got to tell me that you were born a woman. You have to.
I mean, I don't have to.
Well, because if I go down, if I see right. you in your pants,
right.
I'm going to see something different, and that will be troubling to me
right,
if
but,
I had an expectation.
But again, this is like leading off the topic, but I mean, to answer your question, if you must know, I do tell the person that I'm talking to or interested that I'm transgender. I don't think that you need it to, you know, you don't need a penis to be a man. I know that
yes, you
may disagree, which is fine. Like, I get it, but I don't want one.
Now, I have a question for all of you. Do your penises make you men?
Yes.
Well, part of our,
like,
part
no,
of
that is,
man,
is
yes.
that what makes
well,
you
I said being a man's ingrained within every part of your body. So our cells are,
right.
yes, our
but,
penis
too. But if you had to look at the difference between us and between you, then would that difference be the lack of a penis?
If we were naked.
Okay, so if we're gonna minimize being a man to that particular anatomy,
we didn't minimize.
No. I'm asking the question. Okay, if we minimize it because this is where we're going is anatomy,
like
right? Because that's where we've gotten.
Basic biology.
Okay, so if we get there, so do your penises make you more men than us?
Yes,
it's part of.
It's not making more or less. It's we're biologically men. you're not a biological
man. It's not a spectrum, it's not a question that we can answer, because you're saying on the spectrum, would this make us more of a man than you? But no, it's because we are a man and
you're not.
You guys aren't.
Well, we're different.
So we're not men. We're different. Is what you is exactly what you just said.
In my view, you guys are appropriating the gender and you are living as a man, but biologically you are not a man. So to me, it's not, you can't say, okay, well, does that make us more of a man? That's not even a question to ask, because you're not a biological man.
Thank you.
When it comes down to asking questions that make me start to change what the truth is and what the truth isn't, putting it on a spectrum when it's an objective truth, that's where I draw the line.
What's the biggest problem with what he said?
Thank you. That's
it. Doesn't make you, it doesn't make what you feel any different. The biological truth is the truth. And why can't that be the truth? And you also say, but I feel like on the inside that I'm a man and I'm going to present that way.
The argument is that people try to invalidate who we are with that. I'm not saying that you guys are doing that, but a lot of society and the world does that. Well, biologically, you're female. What hurts trans people that people don't realize what they're doing is it's very harmful. You got to be aware of what you're saying, what you're putting out there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, 100%. I would, and that's why I think we all agree. We would never try to offend you or anything like that. To be honest, if I saw any one of you in the streets, I don't care. It's not going to bother me that you want to, I would know unless I pulled your pants down or something. Why do you feel like you?
So look, man, that's pretty much the part I wanted to play. I'm surprised I was able to just click on that shit like that. But yeah, man, not to laugh at them dudes, but they're not even understanding, like, in the midst of this conversation you're having, you're acting like a woman and you're trying to argue that you're a man. You don't even get it.
I will say this, and I'm not so removed from understanding that I don't understand the concept. I do understand that what you were born as and how you want to present yourself in the world are two totally separate things. That I can understand. Wanting to be accepted is not far. Wanting to be accepted for who you want to be is not a far-fetched argument. That's nothing wrong with that. The issue starts to come in where you expect people to just accept. This is a foreign concept to a lot of people. Foreign concepts take time. They move at a crawl. For the rest of the world to be able to catch up and accept them. That's number one. Number two, like I said, the market will always correct itself. Like, you get them in a situation where they actually need to be met.
That girl gonna come right out screaming. I'm a girl. Like, bruh, stop trying to argue your way into our shit. It's just... is what the fact that you're even doing that. You're trying to argue with facts. That's crazy to me, bro. I just can't.
Would you accept it? Like, would any ask any either one of them? I would ask any one of them if their kid was born, if they had a kid and the kid comes home and says, "Well, Dad, I identify as white or I identify as the opposite race of what I am." Would that be acceptable?
Good question. Good question, especially if they really did grow up around all white people and had all white experiences. I mean,
but they look, but they're as dark as me, and I go, I identify as white.
Right.
But you know what's crazy about that is that race actually is a spectrum, because you could be half black, half white, a quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's very true. That's very true, bro. Like, people don't think about that kind of stuff, man. You know, but I feel like. It's a touchy situation, man, or conversation, I feel like, because, yeah, you know, you want, like you said, let everybody do what they want, believe what they want to believe and all that. But when you try to make me adopt your thinking, man, that's when you're going to get some resistance, because I'm a man, all right? I know what's true and what's not, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just don't want us to be in conversations.
I mean, I'm willing to be able to, I'm not above changing my views when new information is presented.
If it's
post that comment,
Rihanna, your ass. What the girl? What does your
see Logan's face? Logan's face was like, "Nigga, what?"
What does your ID say, Rihanna? Does it have a W or a B? Because you know they're trying to cut it down as much as they can.
Or African American.
The Mexicans have white on their IDs and birth certificates. And there's only two selections, black or white. Everybody American is considered white, nigga. Asians, white. East Indians, white. Everybody's white, bro, except us. This is facts.
I'm gonna do that on a loan application and just identify.
Answer the question though, Logan. I want to know your answer.
Brianna's trolling.
Brianna, are you not black? Is that a thing? I think we've had this conversation before. I thought your wife is black, bro. She got black kids.
Who are you talking to? Brianna?
Is your wife not black?
No, Brianna is she's Mexican, right? Or is she some other kind of Spanish? Eric, some other answer the question.
I'm listening, bro. I'm not answering. She can speak for herself. You know, she's nice.
You know?
I do know. It's a great question.
I don't have a problem with you identifying as black. I don't have a problem with it. Did I say that? Is that what I said?
I don't think so. I think it was just a question.
I think Brianna's just being, she's messing around there. Brianna, does Brianna call herself black? Does she? Is this something I don't know?
Here we go, James.
Brianna, we've had this conversation.
Wait, did she say?
In the eyes of America, you are white. All Hispanics and American. That's what I said. Some other type of.
You did say that.
I just know they're all considered white. You know what I'm saying?
You think all Spanish people are considered white? Is that what you said?
They're categorized as white, bro. All of them.
Really?
Yeah. I learned this from a Mexican, bro. Like, his son was on the same football team as my son, right? He just got out of jail, and he was tripping about this shit. He was like, man, when they gave me my birth certificate and all my my paperwork and shit, it kept saying I was white. Like, on every paper, it said white, white, white. He's like, I go to the guy, I'm like, hey, man, I'm Mexican. And he was like, in America, you're white. If you're not black, you're automatically classified as white. I was like, damn, I'm Hispanic from Spain. So, yeah, Spain, that's European, that's white.
I would like to see what I would like to hear a European, a white person's take on that. Like,
we can look it up, bro. This shit ain't fake.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that before.
No, it's legit, though. It's legit.
If you ain't black, you white.
Everybody, bro. Everybody. Wow. And that's the only reason that I think, I don't know if this is facts, you know what I'm saying? But from what I think that's the only reason that they're the majority, you know what I'm saying? Because they're taking everybody else on. You know what I mean? If they was to really break everybody down into what they are, I feel like white people would probably end up being the minority. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bro. She said, like, what? Crazy.
There's a phenotype for every race of people. Like, there's a certain way they look.
Yeah.
So, like, you can look at them and tell, like, this person's not all white, or this person is, like, right. Not all, maybe not for black people. It's like, you can see a light-skinned black person and you can assume that they're mixed and they not be, right? Like, that's the thing. But you can look at somebody that presents themselves as white and be like, nah. Mm-mm. That exists. It's a thing. Like, you can tell, like, because there's features. The features change.
Right.
So I don't know, man.
It's a funny
thing. Hey, yo, I gotta hop off here, man. But I think this was a really productive conversation.
Yo,
why are you laughing, bro? Why is you laughing?
What you is getting too high? I ain't heard you say nothing, brother.
He gonna stay to the end of nothing, bro. Not movies, not.
Hey, y'all ain't gonna shame me, man. Publicly, I'll let y'all shame me. Privately, but not publicly.
Yeah, nah, man. We can definitely revisit the conversation, though, bro. What up, Veronica?
What up, Ronnie?
How you doing, girl? Yeah, man. I feel like, because people don't know that, man. People do not know that. Like, black people, bro, are the only ones. You know, even like, now as far as Africans, I don't know about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I never asked the African what they got on their thing. But I would assume it's black, but it might be white. That's why they act like that. You know what I'm saying? They think they different than us and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see why they feel like they're different, because they're probably saying, like, you know, my bloodline is pure. Like, I'm African. Whereas, James, me and you are a little bit more fair-skinned. So there might be in our family tree, you know, where someone had an interracial relationship. You know what I'm saying?
There is, bro. I found out not too long ago.
I found out too, bro. Yeah, man. So they probably looking at us like, nah, man, you ain't 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are African American.
I would love to do an experiment where, like, I go and I apply for a job or something, and I accidentally mark white on the application, and I show up just suited up, like, ready to go.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I would love to see what happens, man. Like,
yeah, real talk.
Like, hey,
bro.
you said, and then like looked him dead in that face. Like, yeah, you said you were white on the application. Yeah.
You got that right. All right, nigga. My wife is over here. That shit funny as fuck. No, for real though. It's like, man, things like that happen all the time, bro. People be trying that kind of shit. Hold on, what's his name? Eric Wright and some shit.
Wait, how often is she getting pulled over by police?
Yo, my wife used to get all the speeding tickets, bro. She said every one of them marked white.
Marked white.
What does the driver's license say?
Probably white.
Yeah.
What James is saying is true, bro. I went over to one of Brianna's friend's house and everybody in the living room was Hispanic. And I asked one of the brothers, I was like, so you're selecting that you're white. And I said, but inside, do you believe that you're white? Like, I had this conversation and I think I really offended them and I wasn't trying to, but I was just trying to understand, like, you're marking white. You're saying that you're white, but are you white? Like, do you inside? I know that I am black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm black. You know, yeah. So when you walk in a room, are you white or are you Hispanic? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? What do you believe? And he said, like, oh yeah, I'm cool with marking white because, you know, I get approved for loans. And I'm like, that's cool, bro. Like, use it to your benefit. Yeah. But what do you really believe internally? And it was hard for me. We went about this for about 20 minutes, bro. And he never gave me an answer, man.
See,
but hey, man, right. I gotta jump off though, man. I can't wait for the next time we all connect. Y'all brothers can keep it going low. I think you should meet Taisha. She's a really amazing person, you know what I'm saying? And she will keep it real with you, just like your wife will keep it real with me, you know what I'm saying? And, man, we gotta take this family, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, Candace will keep it real, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey, man, I'm gonna jump off, man. I want y'all to have a beautiful Sunday.
Yeah, man, you be smooth, my brothers.
For sure, my brothers.
All right, go on. Yeah, man. You know, this shit gets touchy, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid to go into any of them spaces, though, man. A lot of that shit needs to be talked about, man. You know, it's a lot that people aren't aware of out here. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, anything we can bring to the forefront, uncommon information, you know, I'm with it.
If you get a chance, man, go watch that documentary on Netflix with Rachel Dozell. I don't know if you remember that a couple years back. The white lady who, like, adopted, like, black kids, and then she decided that she was gonna be black, but she went and got, like, a tan and started, like, dreading up her hair, and then she started marching with the Black Lives Matter. She became, like, real high up on the NAACP.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, like, it come to find out, like, she was a, like, if you look at her, like, if you Google her right now, her name is, like, Rachel Dozell, like, pull up her picture, right? You'll see, like, a picture of her. She looks like a black lady. Like, she looks black. But she's white. But she's white, though.
And she got an afro.
Bro, it's crazy. And then, so they made a documentary about her, about, like, what led her to be like that. But, like, it had me, like, it was probably some of the greatest cinema I think I've ever seen. It was really interesting to see.
I didn't watch the documentary, but I definitely heard that story. And yeah, that's interesting, man. I'm like, you get more benefits being white? You know, like, what?
I don't know, man. Like, the same argument can be made for people. Like, and then I think this is a pretty good argument. Like, why would someone choose to be discriminated against in such a way?
Right.
So when they get for the trans arguments, I say, like, I can understand, like, if you feel that you're that way, then go ahead. Like, if you feel it, do whatever you need to do to make yourself feel better about yourself. Like, whatever it is you need to do in your personal space, in your personal area, like, as long as you're not forcing those ideas on me, I have no problem. I have no problem with accepting you. I have no issues with referring to you. Where it breaks down is when you start trying to push that stuff on kids, and when you start trying to put them in sports is where it starts to kind of break down.
Yeah.
Because then you got people who are biologically pumped up they've had more testosterone than other people, and they're beating up on these biological women. You know what I mean? Like, and you see it constantly. Like, it's scary.
Yeah. It's like, well, I don't even know why they would allow that, man. Like, there's no competition between a man and a woman, man. Everybody knows that.
Like, Jesus. Well, not always, man. There are some. I've seen cases where, like, so I do jiu-jitsu. I'm a big fan of the sport.
Nice.
And an untrained man, a grown untrained man, getting on that mat and following the jiu-jitsu rules with a trained female, you stand no chance. There's okay. a video out there of this, like, I think there's a video out there of like this man, this guy, he's training this young female, pretty attractive female, and then like these boxers come out of nowhere and they're like, oh no, so they start talking trash, and she chokes out every single one of them.
God damn.
Like on camera. Like chokes every single one of them out. And so like there are some instances, like I watched the CrossFit games. Like you look at those women, bro. I'm not as nearly as strong as those women on the CrossFit game.
Yeah.
Like I'm not. There are some instances where women are stronger than men. But if you take a man that trains, if you look at the difference between those men that compete in those sports,
right?
The difference is like.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's what I was referring to. Like when it's they're equally matched, man. The woman, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would y'all even do that shit, man? It just doesn't make sense to me. I would never try to do anything in a woman's realm. Like, it's just there's no points in that, man. You know, so
some people that want to be accepted in those spaces. There's entire industries where like women dress like men dress up in drag. Like, there's an entire industry built off of that. Like, it just is what it's a space for them to be able to go and do that stuff, man. That's just what they want.
That's fair.
You know, you want what you want. Nobody can take away from you what you want, and you have the God-given right to be able to form the world as you see fit.
Right.
That is your right, your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But I also have that right to be able to form the world the way that I see fit.
Exactly. And I don't have to adopt your thinking.
We find ways to coexist within the realm. So.
Exactly. Yeah, right. It's not like I don't hate trans people or gay or nothing like that. It ain't nothing like that. But I just don't like when those lines get blurred, man. Like you said, I got kids, bro. I need them to be clear on shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when these conversations come up in my house, man, I make sure I'm like very clear and concise about my answer. You know what I mean? It's just like, look, if he's gay, that's what he says he is. That's fine. You know what I'm saying?
This is what we in this house believe. You know, and once you get old enough to be able to have all the information and form your own opinions, and you can have those. But as of right now, these are the guidelines that we will be abiding by under this roof.
Right. Like, exactly.
So, exactly. It is an interesting concept to be completely like the world is interesting. I think the stuff like that is like. I think the stuff like that is interesting. I think it's interesting to see. I think it's interesting to be able to talk about it. I think it's interesting because it shows that the world is bigger than we think it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and we have to navigate those things in order to be able to find our own place in it.
Right.
And that's all those people that's all these people are trying to do. Just like you and I, they're trying to have their own human experience, and maybe their experience takes them on that path. It just is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, definitely agree with that, man. Yeah, it's a lot we could go into when it comes to that, for real. But shit, man. Well, I guess we go ahead and close this one out. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got something else you want to toss out to the people real quick.
Nah, man. I just appreciate you having me on, giving me a space to be able to speak, and I hope we don't get canceled before it starts.
I know, man. I've been trying to curb. I've been having to curb what I say, man. Because I don't want to necessarily offend people, but. I do like to open minds, you know, show a different perspective, man. People just be going with shit, man. It just don't make sense to me. Like, come on, man, think for yourself, you know? But yeah, man, I definitely appreciate you tapping in, bro. I don't know if I'm I might get on next week. I might have some shit I gotta do though. And I know Eric is gonna be sliding out next week, but we'll chop it up. We'll chop it up a little bit later, man. See what it's looking like for you next week. If you want to come back on?
Whenever you want, bro. Whenever you want me back on, just let me know, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure, I'll put it in that chat and shit, and we'll go from there, man.
Most definitely. All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You enjoy the rest of your day, man. Appreciate everybody tapping in. Y'all enjoy your day. Y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keep set. Play ya. Gone. Play it podcast. Play it.